Welcome to Haunted as Hell. I'm your host, writer and comedian Emily Winter. I'm really excited about this story, and it's going to be the last of our season. I'm going to take about a month off and recollect and gather some more amazing stories for 2024. But this one I recorded in the summer, and I really hope you enjoy it. I've been really excited to put it out. I'm very excited for next year because we've got some cool news, which is that this podcast, Haunted as Hell, has been picked up by a Sirius XM offshoot. Which means we'll have more access to people, more access to advertisers, more access to listeners, more access to storytellers. So I was kind of in a weird in-between stage with this podcast where I was like, listen, I got to put more work into it and more effort and go bigger and better or just kind of stop because we've got a great loyal listenership, but if the pod isn't growing, we should probably call it. And so I'm taking this as a sign that bigger and better is the way to go. So this opportunity came to me. I'm going to meet it with some really cool storytellers. And if you are a storyteller who has a real paranormal story, reach out to me. You can reach out via Instagram at Haunted as Hell. I know I don't check it as much as I should. That's going to be a priority for 2024. Also, my personal Instagram is Emily MC Winter. Feel free to message me or email me at emcwinter@gmail.com about your story, and maybe you would be the perfect guest. And if you know anyone who has a great story and would be great for this podcast, the stories don't have to be scary. They don't have to be sad. They don't have to be funny. They don't have to be nostalgic. They should probably be one of those things. If they're nothing, then I don't want it. But as long as the experience was really meaning to you in some type of way, I'm interested in hearing about it. So I'm really pumped for what's going to come next year. Thank you for supporting this podcast. The best ways you can support it now are to follow us on social media, on Instagram at Haunted as Hell, and to follow me and to tell your friends and family to listen. Stay tuned for hopefully another really, really wonderful season with Sirius XM behind it. So anyway, happy holidays. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you have great holidays and a wonderful new year. And I will see you in about a month-ish, maybe a little more. I don't know. Just very soon. Okay. And I don't know. That's it. Eat a lot of food. Okay, bye, bye. Enjoy this story. Today on the podcast, I'm super excited to have comedian Vanessa Tortolano. Vanessa, thank you for being in the same physical room as me.
You're welcome. I'm glad we can do it.
Yeah, this is not how I normally get to do these, so this is awesome. And you are a comic here in Madison.
Yes.
Where I am currently hanging out for a month, but that's not where your stories are, right?
No. No, I don't think I have any ghost stories here in Madison.
I feel like this place has to be haunted.
Absolutely.
Yeah, everything here, I kind of forgot because I haven't lived here in a long time, obviously, but everything's so creaky and, like, old and, like, people just patch things up instead of, like, tear them down and start anew.
Yeah.
Which just makes me feel like it has to be. But anyway, but yes, but you're from Hawaii?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah.
And that's where you had... Is your family okay?
Yes, okay. My family is okay. I have some friends on Maui, and they're currently homeless and, like, having to deal with all of that fun stuff.
Oh, that's so horrible. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I can't even imagine. It just sounds, like, unprecedented. And
Yeah. And then, you know, land corporations are going to come in and just be like, hey, let's buy all the land up from the locals.
Right, that don't have any other choice at this point because, Right. While they're in their worst moments.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yay.
So bad. Well, what were your horror stories? And I'm like, I really took it down before. Let's talk ghosts.
So, okay. So, I mean, Hawaii is ancient. It has ancient, you know, stories and history and all kinds of fun stuff. And so one of the things that we learned about in Hawaii was the Night Marchers. I don't personally have a Night Marchers story, but Night Marchers were people, apparently you had to have, one, you had to have a Hawaiian name. That was, like, very important. So, like, all the white kids were like, oh no! We need a Hawaiian name! But apparently...
Did you get Hawaiian names, or is that appropriation?
So well, at the time, it was not appropriation. And I think if you're in a culture and you're living in a culture long enough... and your, like, appropriation is using someone's culture to benefit yourself, mm-hmm. right? So this wasn't in any way appropriation. But this was, like, we had a kupuna, which is a elder Hawaiian teacher that would come to every class all throughout elementary school, like, once a week or once a month or something. So we learned about night marchers, and night marchers were apparently, like, these old Hawaiian marchers that if you were hiking or on any trail in Hawaii, you could chance come upon the night marchers. And the night marchers would hold your face down in the dirt and not allow you to get up until they could determine what your Hawaiian name was. And then they would let you go.
So what are they?
They're like ghosts of Hawaiian warriors, I guess.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Okay, wow, I've never heard that. I love this. This is
yeah,
amazing.
Yeah, so there's all kinds of weird legends. And then there was another, I'm just going to tell you some legends, and then I'll tell you my personal
yeah.
experiences. So there's another one called the White Lady, which I feel like White Lady is, like, all over the world. Like, there's always, like, a White Lady story.
But
now it's just Karen.
I was going to say, yeah, it's like the Karen of ghosts. Of, yeah.
Exactly. And so... But the legend in on the island that I grew up was there was this one bridge that they built that they didn't want them to bridge because it was on Hawaiian lands, blah, 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 blah. And so what would happen is apparently, like, if you crossed this bridge and you were carrying meat in your car, she would be, like a person on the side of the road. And if you didn't pick her up, like, she would just appear in your car.
Oh, my God. So scary. Okay.
Right. And, like, ask you to take her somewhere. And, like, people have been known to have conversations with this person. And, like, and then she just disappears.
Oh, my God, amazing.
Right?
Is she, like, sinister? Is she mean? Is she...
I don't think so. I feel like maybe there was some... I don't remember, really. There were probably some stories where it's like, if you didn't, you know, pick her up, she would make you get in a car accident or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
But that, I think, is just more like, let's put more witchery towards women.
To make them evil and scary, yeah.
Exactly. But, so my Hawaiian story is we moved there when I was very little. So I was about four or five years old, and we moved to Koloa on Kauai. My mom had made friends with, some Hawaiian people, and, she, was dating a guy that was from there. He wasn't, I think he was, like, Japanese, part white. Everybody's mixed over there. Like, mm-hmm. There's a lot of mixed racial, profiles out there. But anyway, so she was, I guess, out hiking one day, and she picked up a cool rock that she thought was a cool rock, and she brought it home. And she totally forgot about this rock. Meanwhile, I started waking up every night, screaming, running out into the living room, eyes wide open, screaming things like, get away from me, don't touch me, leave me alone. And, like, just wide-eyed. I don't ever remember this. I don't, like...
Because you were, like, 4 or 5.
Yeah. And, you know, my mom would be like, well, what do you see? What do you see? And she's like, I'm like, I see brown people and they're trying to take me, blah, blah, blah. Which could have been a total psychological, weird, you know, whatever. But this would happen night after night. And, so my mom knew this Hawaiian kupuna and she was like, oh, well, it sounds like you might have, like, some spirits probably in your house or something. And because she's the youngest, she's considered the weakest. And so they're going after her to try and take over her body.
Oh, wow. The stakes are high. Wow.
Right. This is all hearsay from my mom. And just, this is the story as I've heard it. And then, so it kept happening. So she's like, okay, we're going to bless your house and hopefully that'll take care of everything. So they blessed the house, like Hawaiian style. And then, it didn't happen for a long time,
mm-hmm.
but then it started happening again.
Oh my gosh.
And, like, continuously kind of thing every night, like clockwork, I'd go to bed. And then, like, a few hours later, I'd come running out, eyes ablaze, just like.
Is this at, like, 2 or 3 a.m., or is this at, like, midnight, or...
No, I think they sent me to bed, like, 7.
Yeah, little kids
so,
go to bed so early.
Right, so it was, like, 9.
Ugh, just when mom can finally kick back and have that glass of wine.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. And then she's like, well, that didn't work, so she's like, So the Kupuna's like, well, maybe it's with the house and maybe you just need to get out of there. So we moved. And it didn't happen again for a long time, but then it started happening again.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And so this went on for, I guess, like, months. And I think they blessed the house again, didn't happen, and it started happening again. And then my mom, and then the Kupuna was like, did you ever pick up a rock somewhere? And she's like, oh, yeah, I did, this cool rock. And she's like, you need to bring that back. Because it's probably from a he'iau, which is a sacred Hawaiian ritual place. You
How
know?
Did the Kupuna know that it was the rock?
I mean, because they've been sort of
talking
trying to problem solve this thing and,
yeah.
like, figure out what was wrong.
Yeah.
So she determined that it probably was this rock from a he'iau, so it had, like, spiritual significance and something, it carried energy, right? And they were probably just like, get all these fucking white people out of here, scare the shit out of them. They don't belong here.
Right, right, right.
Rightly so. But then my mom, being the avid go-getter that she is, she just was driving down the road one day and pitched it out the window. Right. But then it never happened again.
So it's like, good enough.
Yeah. Like, the rock got back into the aina, which is land. So, yeah.
Oh my gosh. Wow. Yeah. That's so scary. If I was your mom, I would be like, oh no, did I ruin my child? Is there, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if my mom even considered that.
How old were you when you found out about this story?
I didn't find out probably until I was, like, a teenager, like, grown almost.
Yeah.
Like, probably, like, 18, 19. And
yeah.
I was just like, what?
So, is this, is did you guys have more hauntings at all in Hawaii, or this was it because once you got rid of the rock, you were kind of good and safe?
No, there were definitely, so we ended up moving, again, we moved a lot, and there was this other house that we lived in, this place called Kamakani. And Kamakani is on the west side of Kauai. It's in the middle of the cane fields. It's very small. There were two villages, basically, that people lived in. And the people that lived there were people that worked at the sugarcane mill.
Okay.
So we lived right next to this big-ass old sugarcane mill that was still active at the time. So you'd hear the whistles blowing for, you know, when they're supposed to get to work.
Oh my gosh.
Lunchtime,
okay.
After lunchtime, and then the end of the day. So you'd hear this, like, boo, all through the neighborhoods.
Wow.
And we were, like, right across the street from it. So it was super loud. But that house was definitely haunted.
Oh, that stuff happened there.
I was often left home alone with my little sister, like, watching my little sister. And we'd be, like, playing outside. Like, one day in particular, we were playing outside.
Was this sister around when you had the rock thing happen?
No,
okay,
she was
right.
She was a boy.
Because you were the youngest. Okay,
yeah.
That's what I thought.
So we were outside one day, and I think this was like a man ghost, spirit, whatever, and looked similar to my stepdad at the time. Kind of like just bearded and, you know, had the same kind of build or whatever. So one day we were outside and I looked up to my parents' bedroom window and I see a face and I see somebody waving and I'm like, oh my God, it's your dad. Your dad's home. Yay. Let's go say hi. And there was like somebody waving in the window through the screen. I could freaking see it. She saw it. She started waving. We go in the house. Nobody's there.
Oh my gosh. So scary. So scary. And you're just a kid.
I'm just a kid, so I'm like, well, we're going to stay outside until everybody comes home, because
I'm not going
in there.
Oh my gosh. So I'm assuming you've always believed in ghosts.
Yeah.
Because of all this stuff. Did anything else happen in that house?
I would wake up sometimes, and there would be, like, a shadow of that same sort of shadow, like, walking down the hallway. And again, I thought it was, like, my stepdad, and so I was awake now. So I got up and, like, looked around the house, and all the lights are off. And nobody's around. Everybody's still sleeping. I'm just like, God damn it. And windows would slam all the time. And
was your mom like, oh, no, we need to do something about this? Or she was just like, eh.
Just like, nah.
Your mom's pretty easy breezy, huh?
Yeah, and just like, well, I don't know if it's easy breezy. Like, she's spiritual and like, we're not religious or anything. So she's just like, well, they're here, so just tell them not to bother you.
I like that. That's so funny.
Yeah, yeah. And for the most part, I think it's worked. But, I mean, there's just been, like I get so scared that I don't want to, like, I'm like,
engage.
I don't want to engage. I don't want to hear you talking to me. I don't want to hear, like, I've heard little whispers and stuff before, too.
I've had other people say this, and I totally believe it, obviously. I was just like, oh, what is that? I've never had that experience.
It's
yeah.
terrifying.
Did they say your name?
No, I don't think I've ever had anyone say my name, which that would probably send me into a panic attack.
Would it just be like little like Hawaiian phrases or what's the, yeah.
I don't even remember. Just like little whisperings. Like you can't even quite make it
mm-hmm.
out, but it's like definitely a voice and you're like, where did that come from?
Right.
Kind of thing.
So
yeah.
scary. So what do you think as somebody, oh, sorry, were you going to
no,
go into another story?
I have one more.
Oh,
yeah.
And then I'll ask you
mm-hmm.
what you think all of this means.
And so another time I was with a bunch of friends when we were teenagers, and this is before the internet, before cell phones, before any of that. So we were just, and we were living on an island. So there's not a lot to do, but go exploring and drink and smoke weed and pile in one small VW Beetle with
yep.
9 people in it and drive down to the beach one night.
Yep. We used to throw this girl named Amber in the trunk. She
yeah.
was so nice about it. She was the littlest
one. She's like,
one.
It's okay. I'm the small.
Yes.
And so we drove down to this one beach, which is now, so it's called Mahalapu. And it's now closed off. It's a historic, like, archaeological dig, and they, like, redid it, and, like, it's, like, protected now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but it used to be that you could just go in there. And so it's like you park on this cliff, you hike down these like bluffs, and then there was like a kind of an estuary, like a freshwater stream that went up through the beach, and then it became like dunes. So it was all these dunes, and then there were caves. So
oh
there was
gosh.
This big rock mound, and it had a tiny opening that you had to crawl through that was about, you know, maybe like 3 feet wide, 3 feet tall, and you kind of had to crawl through that, and then that opened up into a cavern, and then on the other side of that, there was a big cave opening that sort of butted up against other caves, so it was like a wide opening to the sky.
Mm-hmm.
And there was like a tree growing in it. And then on the other side of that, there were a bunch of caves. So there were all these caves.
This sounds like the most beautiful, amazing thing.
It was incredible. Like
yeah.
the fact that I got to grow up in this was just like, I think about it now and I'm just like, Jesus Christ, I wish I could go back to just being able to do that again.
Every day. Yeah. Totally.
But then, so I was pissed off at somebody, and I don't remember who or why. I was just pissed. I was a pissed off teenager. And
yeah.
I was like, I'm tough. I'm going to go in the cave, and I'll start the fire and fuck everybody else, and I'm pissed. So I started marching down the trail, and in the water in the stream next to me, I hear some big something move, like just like. And I'm like, well, that's scary because it's not deep.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it wasn't a deep, like, it was, like, maybe a foot and a half deep.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, what the fuck is that?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it sounded bigger than a person.
Right. Like, there can't be a whale in this thing. Yeah.
Right. It's not a whale. It's not, maybe it could, like, and, like, the way seals move is too, like, floppity-doppity.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's, so there was that, and I was like, okay, that's a little unnerving, but it's fine. I'm still brave. I'm strong. Fuck all those people. I'm going ahead. And then from the bushes to my left, I hear a baby crying.
Oh, no. I honestly might just ignore it. Because I'm like, oh, no, I don't want to find a real baby. That would be what a nightmare.
Right?
Yeah.
But it was like a weird baby cry. It was just like,
something was off about the cry.
It was off,
yeah.
And so at that point, I was absolutely terrified and ran back to my friends. I'm like, I'm not going to tell anybody anything. I'm still brave and whatever. I'm just checking on everybody.
Yeah.
Because I was always tough girl. And went back. And so then we're all walking together. And then the baby cry sounded again. and one of my friends jumped into another friend's arm, Scooby-Doo style. It's like, wah! But then now we're all together, so we're just like, oh, no. And so we run towards the caves.
You're just, like, anywhere away from this baby. Because
yeah. We're still on a mission, right? So, and, like, you know, some of the people stopped and, like, looked around and tried to find something. Nobody found anything. So we get to the caves, and we're all, like, smoking weed, having a good time, doing whatever. I pass out next to the fire. A bunch of other people pass out. But then, like, three dudes decided that they wanted to explore the caves proper. And so they started, took a bunch of flashlights and started exploring the caves. At some point in the night, my boyfriend comes running back, screaming, hopping into, like, scream laughing,
mm-hmm.
hopping into the sleeping bag, and I'm just like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah.
He's like, we just heard something really big moving around in the caves, and then we looked down, and there was a really big footprint. I was
no.
like, what?
Oh my gosh, so what did you think it was? Like a Bigfoot type thing?
I don't know. I think they thought it was like, you know, like a big old ancient Hawaiian person.
Spirit
or
something?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh my gosh, so scary. And then did you guys stay there the night?
Yeah.
Oh. And it was okay?
Yeah.
Oh,
it was like,
my
we
God.
Didn't all want to pile in this beach. It was like, sleep on the sand and, you know, and I think it was raining too, so it was like, we're
yeah.
protected in this cave.
Also, I have this theory that if you just drink enough, you can almost ignore any ghost when you're sleeping.
Yeah.
And I'm sure when you're a teenager, that's what you're doing, you
yeah.
know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Amazing. Those are such a cool story. So, yeah. So, what do you think all this is? Like, what do you think a ghost is or a spirit is?
I don't know. I've had different theories over time. So, like, of course, when I was younger, I was like, it's dead people.
Mm-hmm.
Which... Sure, I feel like, and I think for a long time I thought, okay, these are just spirits that, like, got trapped here somehow. Like, they don't know how to get wherever they're going. But then it, like, kind of evolved after, like, the Sixth Sense and things like that, where it's like, oh, they have some unresolved whatever that they need to figure out how to resolve,
mm-hmm.
and then they can move on kind of thing. And now I kind of am of the mind that it's like, oh, maybe it's like dimensions overlapping, you know?
Yeah.
And like,
yeah.
So here's like, maybe like a thinner veil of a different dimension.
That's so interesting.
Is sort of crisscrossing over.
Right. Right. And it's not like they need your help. They're just going about their business. And
right.
It might be weird for them to hear you guys. Or
right. Maybe
yeah.
we're the ghosts in their world.
Yeah, totally. Totally.
They're freaked out.
The dimensions thing is so interesting and so mind-blowing to me. Like, I start to go down that mental path, and I am just like, I can't, like, handle all of it, you know?
It's a lot.
And then I'm like, I don't know. If that is true, what about all these other, I don't know, what about the collective energy and collective subconscious of our world and our... When we die, what happens? I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have feelings about that since you've had these experiences?
Like, what happens after death?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not entirely sure. As you know, nobody really is, because we don't really know. But there are lots of stories. I feel like I'm a firm believer in karma and reincarnation. So I feel like if you're fucking dickwad in this life, like, your next life, I hope sucks for you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, real bad. Like, I hope you're like a frog that gets... raped by a chimpanzee at a zoo. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
have you
yeah.
seen that video?
No. Oh my God. No. Really?
Yeah.
No.
It's pretty, it's like there's a school of children there.
Watching a frog?
Like, watching a chimpanzee take a frog, and like, they're like, oh, it's so cute, he has a frog, and then he has a boner, and then he basically has the frog give him fellatio. Yeah, it's pretty horrifying yet hilarious.
I hope the frog's okay.
It's
anyway,
not.
It's not.
But I'm like, to me, I'm like, okay, so maybe that will be Trump in the next life.
That's yeah,
that's
the only way that you can like watch it is be like, that is Stalin.
Yeah,
that
exactly.
Anyway.
Look what Hitler became.
Yeah. Well, this has been awesome. Do you have any other ghosty things you want to talk about before I ask you to plug your whole life?
I don't think so. I mean, there's always, like, little weird things. But, yeah, growing up, I feel like I, like, don't, when you go into, like, an old place, can you, like, feel
I think so,
stuff?
But I'm also so, I've always been so pumped about it that, like, I'm like, I feel something, but it's, like, I don't know if it's me or if it's it, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm also not very sensitive to stuff.
Energies?
So, yeah, energies, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like I don't want to interact, but I've definitely, like, walked into places. Like, here, there's this place in the middle
of... Oh, God, I thought you meant here, like, here is in my kitchen.
Like, here is definitely haunted. No. No, there's this place called the Dorf House in Sauk City.
Okay.
I think it's, like, this strange, like, supper club. Excellent food. Super excellent food. But apparently it's been there for, like... a really long time.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know that. I didn't. I just went there one time with some friends, met them out there, and, like, they have, like, a dance hall area, and I was walking around in there. I'm like, this place is fucking old. And I could just feel, and I just started getting, like, all these, like, images of, like, people dancing in different lives and different eras and different... It was just like, wow, this has a lot of history in here. Like, I could just
feel
this,
the energy.
Like, just so much. And I feel like buildings can carry that. Because if they've been around for so long, there's got to be just stuff that is seeped into the foundation of it.
I absolutely believe that. I in a very tangible way, I was in London as a reporter when the smoking ban was lifted in London.
Mm-hmm.
So I was always trying to pitch stories that were, like, fun. So I was like, hey, can I go around and smell all the oldest pubs in London now that you can't smoke cigarettes in there?
Yeah.
And they were like, okay, go ahead. So I, like, went around and I was just like, I have a really good sense of smell, and I was just smelling all the bars and describing what they smelled like. And I feel like it's the same thing with energy. It's like, well, now the cigarette smoke is gone, you can really smell, like, you know, 300 years of old shoes, and, like,
right.
That's, you know, and that's kind of how it is. Yeah, just with things that we can't see.
What was the most interesting smell?
Nothing really. I actually don't even, and I don't even remember the article because I stopped being a journalist and I don't care anymore, but, but I do remember it being like, it's just like, yeah, just like other types of stink. Like, it wasn't, you know, I think maybe in one that was, like, on the river, you could smell, you could finally smell the water, which was cool.
Mm.
But aside from that, it was, like, probably not very interesting. It was just an excuse for me to go day drink while I should have been working, you know?
Exactly. Like, smells like mildew, like the last place.
Better keep checking.
Basement. Smells like a basement.
Yeah. I don't think my experiment was very successful, but it was a day of writing.
Yeah.
So, Vanessa, tell everyone where they can find you, your comedy, anything you want to plug.
Cool. I am on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok in some form of Vanessa Pants or Nessa Pants version. Pants is just easier to remember than Tortolano. So.
Yeah, when I met you online, I was like, Pants, probably not her actual last name.
Yeah, no. And I changed that at one point. Remember when everybody was, like, getting banned from Facebook a while ago?
Yes.
Because they weren't using their real names.
Oh, God, I don't even remember that, but Facebook has gone through so many. I feel like it's on a little bit of an upswing right now.
Yeah.
We're all like, I don't know where to go to communicate with people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah. Messenger's great. Fucking oligarchs that own everything, though, sucks.
Yeah, yeah.
But, yeah, so my friend got banned, all these friends got banned, and I was like, fuck Facebook! And I changed my name to Vanessa Pants, and I never got flagged, I never got anything for it.
Amazing.
And then people started recognizing me on the street, and like, oh, you're Vanessa Pants! And I'm like, yeah.
So funny.
Okay.
So now you have to stick with it, because you're known in town as Vanessa Pants.
Yeah, so it works.
Amazing.
Yeah, and I'm with Monkey Business Institute here in Madison.
What's that?
I do improv.
Oh, cool.
So short form improv. I also teach improv. And I do stand up all over the place, so.
That is amazing.
Book me, please.
Thank you so much for doing the podcast.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah.